Can you feel the heat coming around? Maybe on Tuesday when it gets into the 80s, I'll believe it when I see it. It's Chicago. Welcome back to the Karen Conti Show. This next story is an odd one, but I'm going to try to use the story to kind of as a springboard to explain something that I really don't understand, and I'm not sure I will ever understand. But this is a story about a family of Muhammad Ali, the great boxer. A piece of art was given to him, and lawyers here in Chicago are auctioning off cryptocurrency, something called NFTs that depict this piece of artwork, and it all goes to charity and goes to a Southside boxing club that helps train youth. And with us to discuss this is one of the attorneys involved, John Schwarzinski. It's harder than it looks. It's Schwarzinski. From the Chicago firm of Hale and Monaco. Welcome to the show, John. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm good. And yourself?
Good, good. First, let's talk about NFTs. What does NFT stand for, and can you give us a definition of what they are?
Yeah, I'll try to explain it as easiest as I can for everybody. So an NFT is a non-fungible token. It's a cryptographic token that represents something unique, such as, you know, a piece of art, music, or other collectible, and it certifies ownership digitally. So, you know, prior to NFTs, it was almost impossible to authenticate and own digital art or music, since it's so easy to take a screenshot or, you know, simply download a file. So since the NFT provides a unique, unforgeable signature, owners can now prove provenance, making this type of a purchase more lucrative and a realistic investment.
Okay, so that said, I went online and I Googled NFTs and I found a video of LeBron James, and it was about, I don't know, maybe like 5 seconds or so. And it was a wonderful play where he slam dunked the basketball, and someone had purchased that for about $200,000, say. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I just looked at it for free. So why would someone pay $200,000 to have something that everybody else can view too?
That's a great question. That's the question that I think everybody is asking right now. And it comes down to, you know, what you can use it for. And, you know, the individual who purchases it and owns it, there's a lot of uses for it, whether they want to somehow incorporate that on their website, they just want to own it personally and kind of show it off on their TV now, which have kind of become the new, rather than having pieces of art, their TVs are showing their art, you know, just using it for whatever. But it's the whole basis of being able to have that that provable purchase, that they own it, you know, no matter what, whether it's art. And we're seeing this today where the company Louis Vuitton is going to be, you know, putting out their products as essentially NFTs. And yes, you'll be getting the physical, you know, bag or whatever it may be, but it's a way for people to track and prove the authenticity of these items. And that's really all just goes, you know, onto the blockchain where these NFT transactions are, where you can see that, you know, that it was created by so-and-so artist and it was purchased by, you know, person A, and it was sold to person B, sold to person C. So there's a track line of everything that was purchased.
And, you know, I guess I'm trying to give an analogy or at least understand an analogy. And I would guess that if you collect anything, right, whether you collect vintage glassware or you collect baseball cards or you collect books, you want to make sure that if you're going to pay money for it, that it is the authentic thing. And people get into collecting everything. I mean, there's people collect salt shakers and people collect the strangest things. So I guess this is just a way of collecting something and putting a label on it that makes it authentic and makes it yours alone. And therefore, it increases the value. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. And we're even seeing today, which is really interesting, or over the last couple of weeks, that, you know, in certain states, people are starting to list their homes for sale as NFTs. And it's essentially taking away the title company, because, you know, if they own it, they have proof of ownership. They, you know, mint it as an NFT, and they can sell it as an NFT. And I think we're going to see a big change in commerce in general, but with a lot of purchases and sales transactions being on the blockchain. And I think that it's going to give people a better peace of mind when they are purchasing something, especially something expensive. that they know it's authentic and they know that it's real.
But it's one thing to buy the house or the piece of jewelry or the antique car, but to have it on your cell phone, what does that add to it? That's the part that I don't get.
Well, so that's where I think a lot of the confusion is. It's not always just on your cell phone. I mean, a lot of people hold their cryptocurrency, I suppose, on their cell phone, which I would say is a very dangerous thing to do. But there are ways in which you would store your, you know, if it's cryptocurrency or your NFTs, whatever you purchase, on certain hardware wallets, like a Nano Ledger. And then what you can do is that's essentially, as long as you don't lose your password, nobody would ever be able to hack into it or steal it. So to have like a digital piece of art, it's not necessarily just, you know, a digital piece of art on your cell phone. You can have it on your TV while you have guests over. You know, at my office, we have one of those new TVs where when it's not on, it's showing, you know, pieces of art, whether it's a Picasso or whatnot. And people are using it a lot that way. Or they're just using it to market on their own web page or edit it a certain way. So,
and without getting too legal into this, John, doesn't some of this rest on the idea that, let's just say that I own the LeBron James 5-second video, which is a beautiful thing, but like I said, I saw it online. And let's just say you own it, John. You pay $200,000 for that, and you're playing it in your beautiful law office on LaSalle Street, and then I take it, okay? And I didn't buy it. And I start putting it on my Facebook, or I start showing it to friends, and you know, and publish it how I want to do it. Can I be stopped? I mean, would that entail a lawsuit? Will there be special NFT courts where people go to enforce their right to these things?
You know, that's a great question, and I think that the courts are still confused by a lot of things involving cryptocurrencies right now.
So right, right.
That's a very tough question to answer. But I will say that, you know, at the end of the day, the true owner of it would be able to show the proof that they own the real one, whereas the other person would be the equivalent to somebody walking around wearing a real Rolex and somebody walking around saying that they have a very similar one, but it's not real. One has the proof and one doesn't.
Got it. And we have just a few minutes left, but I want to talk a little bit about this Muhammad Ali situation. One of the lawyers in your firm is married to Muhammad Ali's wonderful, beautiful daughter, Jamila. And there was a piece of art given to Muhammad Ali during his lifetime, and it's depicting Ali. It's a beautiful piece of art. And tell us what this auction is going to be about.
Yeah, so a little bit about the piece first. It's a really great story behind the artist and the piece. The artist is Richard Sloan. Richard Sloan migrated here from England at about 15 years old, and he wanted to be a professional boxer. When he got to the United States, he was in Philadelphia, and you know, fortunately and somehow quite luckily, met Joe Frazier and was living above Joe Frazier's boxing gym and was training under Joe Frazier. So he had access to, you know, a great boxer, and then while he was training during the day, at night when he would go upstairs, he would paint. And, you know, it turned out that he ended up finding a much greater love for painting than art. And he was commissioned to do a lot of, like, ringside boxing matches. And so he basically drew this portrait or painted this portrait for Muhammad Ali and presented it to him at Thanksgiving. I believe it was in 2010 or 2011.
Okay, let's get to the auction, because I just have a few seconds, literally seconds. Go.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so the auction, we're going to be going live with the auction this week. Portion of the proceeds are going to be going to Leo High School boxing team, as well as the Celtic boxing gym on the south side, and certain Parkinson's fundraisers.
That's fabulous. And if people are interested at all in this, where can they go for the information?
They can contact me directly if they wanted to, or they can they'll be able to search for it on Block Party is one of the platforms where the piece will be listed at.
John Schwarzynski, thank you so much for joining us. His name will be on my website in case anybody's interested, with the law firm of Hale and Monaco. Thank you for joining me on the Karen Conti Show.